The recent topic as of today is Caravana being renamed. So this is a press release that I'm going to read a little bit from the Caribbean Arts Group. And it says Caravana will not rename festival, and the FMC's attempt to pass off Caravana. So, and I'm just going to highlight some of the things that were said in this release. So the CAG is cautioning against the stealing and renaming of Caravana's festival, and it is not in violation of the trademark law and will be considered passing off, which is legal terms of signifying a copyright infringement on intellectual property. The FMC must realize that a trademark agreement allows the festival to continue unhindered, and that the CAG has made it publicly known they are still open to negotiating an agreement. If the FMC attempts to pass off the Caravana Festival under a different name, then it will be held liable, and all parties associated with and in support of the decision, such a decision, could also be held liable, including major sponsors, facilitators, and legal action. So, here to speak about Caravana, or the lack of, is Secretary Nia Singh. Are you there, Nia?
Good. I am here. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on your show.
No problem. Thank you so much for joining us. So before we get into recent controversies, can we tell the listeners a little bit of what Caravana Arts Group, who you are, what you guys do? I know you you are taking over or renamed from the CCC. So if you could give them a little history, background onto this organization.
Okay. Well, in 1967, the Caribbean Cultural Committee was sanctioned with the task of putting on a festival commemorating the 100-year centennial of Canada. It was a gift from the Caribbean community to the city and to the country, and it went on as a festival, as a parade, and that is the beginnings of Caravana. Since then, the CCC has run the festival for 39 years. As we all know, it's generated billions of dollars and brought Caribbean culture to North America in a way unprecedented. And what happened in 2006 is, due to restructuring, the CCC was renamed the CAG, the Caravana Arts Group, which is still the owners, trademark owners, and initiators of the festival. Right now, you see that the FMC has been managing the festival for the past 5 years, but at no point did the CAG ever relinquish control or relinquish the trademark rights to the FMC.
So during the last 5 years, what role has the CAG played in the whole organizing and initiative of Caravana?
Well, in the last 5 years, as of 2006, the CAG... CCC ended up saving the festival, because what had happened is, when the city stopped funding in 2006 due to problems in the previous year, they attempted to rename it the Toronto International Carnival or something of that sort. The public was a major upheaval. It was major outcry, and they demanded that this stopped. So Joe Mihevic appealed back to the CCC and asked for our permission for them to appoint the FMC as managers of the festival for that 1 year, 2006, ending December 31st, 2006. The CCC, now the CAG, agreed, understanding that there was some restructuring that had to be done. And in 2007, the CAG continued with its restructuring and getting new board members, holding ones that caused a little bit of problems in the past accountable for their actions. And then and in 2008, came back to the table with the FMC and started negotiating an actual official trademark licensing agreement for managing the festival and the usage of the name. Unfortunately, between 2008, 2009, and 2010, negotiations never came to fruition, as the amounts offered by the FMC and the details surrounding it were very minimal and not in the best interest of the Caribbean community or Caravana itself. So, throughout the negotiations, by 2010, it came to a point where the CAG issued a warning to the FMC and said, if you don't sign this agreement, if you, we don't come to a, an official legal trademark agreement, you cannot use the name. However, the FMC still went ahead and used the name last year, and now we've got to this point this year. And what I want to let listeners know is that the CAG did not push hard in the area of court because we didn't want the old fighting scenario to be out in the public. People plagued Caravana with this, these past rumors, and we didn't want to go that route. So we attempted to negotiate with the FMC, and we were patient as we could be. But like I said, last year we asked them not to use the trademark without an agreement. They went ahead and did it. And then this year we cautioned them once more. They still were proceeding with plans, so we had to file an Ontario Superior Court injunction against the violation of our trademark.
So as of now, because we have, do we have a Caravana? Is it renamed? Is it taken over? Is what is, or what is there a future in what we think Caravana is?
Caravana will always be Caravana. It is Caravana, and what happens every Simcoe Day week and carnival and parades is Caravana. What we have is the FMC renaming the festival because they can't use the trademark. Now, it's a sad situation, but it can be rectified. Again, with a simple trademark agreement, this whole thing can be, you know, changed for the better. And what people have to realize is no matter what people want to call it, it is Caravana. And when you get into a situation where you take somebody's property and rename it, it's theft. And it leads into a trademark infringement, especially with the term passing off. And that's the state we're at. But Caravana is here. It always will be here. That's what people are going to call it. And, you know, the FMC was given the task of managing the festival, and they should have just stayed with that, and they should respect what the Caribbean community created, this $400 million a year enterprise, and not attempt to aid other corporations in stealing this festival from our community.
Okay. And okay, so last recent, okay, was this all prevented? Could we have prevented this whole Caravana situation as foresight, as you can see right now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely, it could have been prevented with proper negotiations and, mm-hmm. and ongoing negotiations. And without, you know, this is the thing. You don't know somebody's intention when they make a deal with you.
Right.
And if the intention of the FMC and the city were to aid the CCC, CAG, in restructuring, then, yes, it could have been prevented. But if the intention for the city and the FMC was to take control of the festival and never give it back and turn it into something else, then no, it couldn't have been avoided, because what you see is deception. What you see is people saying, yes, we'll do this together. And then as time goes on, they slowly drift away. It's like somebody borrowing your lawnmower and never returning it. That type of scenario,
right.
Except it's a real big lawnmower.
So a lot of people, like, I feel strongly about this myself. I'm not even trying to say what my specific thoughts about it all is. But I know a lot of people, they kind of, it kind of means something to them, but it kind of doesn't to most people. They're just looking for a party weekend. And maybe, you know, how should they, what do you think should be the stance on Caravana for most of us?
Well, the stance on Caravana is, remind people what it is. Enjoy. The weekend is there for us to enjoy. We all look forward to the weekend, and that will never change. And that's why I reiterate that Caravana will always be Caravana. It cannot change. So people have to become informed, and they have to keep calling it Caravana and keep letting other people know, this is our festival. It's not what people are attempting to call it. This is a theft, and they should demand that the city and the corporations and the management people involved return it to its rightful owners. They have to realize that this is something that our community built for the benefit of the city, the province, and the country. But, and more in particular, it should go back and assist the communities that founded it. And it should assist the functioning of education, of scholarships, of athletic opportunities, of artistic opportunities, and especially the carnival arts. So people, you know, enjoy yourselves, but also be aware and be politically aware and speak out against the injustices, because it's one thing and it leads to another. And a major thing, I've done a lot of work in the Native community, and something similar happened with a festival that they had at the Sky Dome. The Sky Dome was bought over by Rogers Center, and then it changed, you know, their powwow was changed by name. And what ended up happening is the vendors were charged more money, and then the stakes raised where the local vendors couldn't afford to participate. So it was only elite sponsors participating, and the powwow fizzled and moved over to Hamilton. So, you know, we have to take lessons from our past, and we have to learn that if you don't stand up for what you believe in or what you own and assert your rights, you could lose. And this is the biggest festival in North America to lose, and we're not losing it. And we have to just inform people that it's not being renamed. There's an attempted takeover, but it can be stopped with public support.
And how can they support? What kind of support does the do we need to write letters? Do we need a call? What kind of support does this public need to show?
Writing letters, calling, write your local councillor, write your local MP, write Scotiabank, write the FMC, and even write letters of support to the CAG. Come out and support Caravana events put on by the CAG, and remind people, this is Caravana. This festival will not be stolen, no matter what you call it. And show some respect. Like these other players in this game should show some respect. Without Caravana Arts Group, without the CCC, this festival would not have existed. For 39 years, it's been run. Even though people say, oh, financial troubles, this and mismanagement, that, the end of the result is $400 million is injected into our economy every year. Every year, this city and this community enjoys the festival, and you cannot deny that, no matter what type of mismanagement you want to complain about. It's just like the government. Government goes through problems. People come in and out. Nobody's perfect. But the point is, for 39 years, this festival has been run. So you cannot come in for 5 years and claim fame and claim that you've done something great when you've just put your name on something else that has existed previously.
All right. And before we wrap up, let our listeners know, what is Caravana's Arts Group? What is your stance? What are you guys going to do to hopefully take back the festival and continue within the future?
Well, the wheels have been set in motion. Like I said, we've initiated an Ontario Superior Court proceeding, which is still underway. The first phase of the proceeding landed with the court order that the FMC is not able to infringe upon our trademark by using the name in any way. And the next step is to stop the passing off of the festival. So, you know, there are court proceedings that are going to be continuing throughout the next few months. This is not going to go away unless the FMC decides to come to the table and sign an agreement. So the Caravana Arts Group is pushing hard. These are people from the community. The past CCC chairs and all the members have worked so hard to make this festival what it is today. There's so many stories of band members putting their houses up for mortgage and staying late till 5-6 in the morning, and doing all types of things just to make sure that there's a band, there's a sound system, there's music, there's food, and that people enjoy themselves. So this is not an overnight thing. This is the blood, sweat, and tears of our community, mostly volunteers. As I can tell you, the Caravana Arts Group is fully made up of volunteers. Nobody gets a salary for what they do. And we do this because of the love of the art and the love of the community and preserving our cultural heritage. So that's what the Caravana Arts Group does. That's what it will continue to do. A major aspect of the Caravana Arts Group is the new Caravana Arts Foundation, which was founded some years ago. However, it's been put into practice recently again. It's been revived. And that is the charitable arm of the Caravana Arts Group. So whereas people can make donations to the foundation for scholarships, for education, for, you know, carnival arts. So we have this Caravana Arts Group that is the directors of the festival, and the Caravana Arts Foundation, which is the charitable arm.
All right. So have a call to action. So if anybody wants to know more about what's going on, more about your organization, more about what they can do or get more info, Where should they go?
They should email carabannaartsgroup@gmail.com. And in the near future, in the next couple of days, they can log on to carabannaartsgroup.com. And they can also call the city, call people. You can call our chair's number or my number in particular. I may get a lot of calls, but that's a good thing. I'll leave it on the air because, our outreach is to the community and we're trying to do all we can and we have to be accessible. So they can call 647-237-4267. At 647-237-4267. And the email again, carabannaartsgroup@gmail.com.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. And one last thing, I implore everyone, write the new mayor, Mr. Rob Ford. This is a chance for him to show where his allegiance lies and shows, that he believes in the right order and proper practice. And for the city to aid and abet anybody in stealing our festival is not a good thing. And I don't think Mr. Ford would stand for that. So encourage him to get involved and let him know where you stand with your support.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. And that was Nia Singh, and he is the secretary of the Carabana Arts Group. And they're the group that believe that they have the intellectual rights to Carabana and still continue to fight for the name and for the festival.